Let's go to Patricia in Bristol, Indiana. Patricia, you're live on the Rush Limbaugh Show. Great to have you with us.
Good afternoon, Mark. My intent for calling this afternoon was to share with other Rush listeners our experience that my husband and myself are going through at the moment. We've been following all along the happenings and shenanigans going on at the IRS and have been quite disturbed. But our level of disturbance has skyrocketed this weekend when we received a letter from the IRS that we are going to get audited for our 2013 taxes.
Right.
And we get our taxes prepared by a professional, but we have yet to submit the taxes.
Now, yeah, just back up a minute here, Patricia, because it's March the 10th, and you file your taxes. The law requires you to file your taxes on April the 15th. Is that right?
I would assume so. My husband takes care of it. I sign the dotted lines and go over them with him.
Okay.
So
we're now five weeks before you file your taxes. The IRS has announced that it's auditing you for them.
Correct. We received an official letter. We had our preparer go and look up to make sure that it wasn't a hoax or somebody playing a prank on us. And it is, in fact, an official letter from the IRS that we will be getting audited for, in essence, taxes that we have yet to submit. So, and we are just, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, not anything unusual about us.
Right.
The only thing that we have done that may, and my husband is calling me being a little too suspicious, is that
right.
We contributed to Governor Romney's election.
Now it all makes sense. All makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. So being watching all the IRS goings on, I'm trying to tell my husband they're trying to scare people off from contributing to any of the midterm or future general election.
The disturbing part is we've yet to
submit our taxes and we're going to get audited.
Right, you're essentially being pre-audited for taxes you haven't filed, for taxes which are not yet due. So they don't know. They don't actually know what taxes you filed. You may be you. It's between you and your accountant right now, and you may be sending them a check for $27 on April the 15th, or you may be sending them a check for $45,000. They have no idea. They don't know. They don't actually know what your 2013 tax return is, but they've decided to audit it.
No, but my guess is that they know our political affiliation and what we have contributed and to whom we've contributed by their data mining, I would suppose.
That's
the only logical thing I can come up with until we speak with them in the future. But I thought it was very suspicious that we get an official letter that they've already picked us out to audit when they don't have our taxes yet.
Well, Patricia, I would say a couple of things here. First, I think it's actually important to push back against this. And I know that's difficult. The temptation is they always want you. Because everybody who deals with the IRS, when you get a letter or a phone call, you know that if you don't respond within a certain amount of time, they can freeze your bank accounts. They can take out a lien on your house. They can take your savings. They can take your kids' savings. If your kids got a little bank account with $43 in it, they can take that. They can do anything they want. So the temptation always is to come to some arrangement with them, to be affable and friendly with them. But you have to, this is extraordinary to me, to be preemptively audited for a tax return you haven't yet filed is something that should not be going on in a respectable country. It should not be happening. And so you should push back on the legitimacy of this. The first thing that should be done, either by whoever does is your tax preparer, or if necessary by a lawyer, is to say, well, what basis, or actually by you, on what basis do you presume to do that? Where is the regulation? I mean, we accept that, as I said earlier, Magna Carta was torn up by the IRS. Basic rights such as due process and the right to be to a trial and to be convicted in a court of a crime before you're subjected to forfeiture and seizure, the IRS doesn't have to abide by. That in itself is disgraceful. When in fact, when let's say they were to audit you for your 2013 taxes, which is absurd. Because as you say, we're 5 weeks from the filing date. So let's say they did it super quickly and decided in 2 weeks that they had the right to seize your car or to seize your savings account or your 401k or whatever, 3 weeks before, in fact, the filing deadline. This is tyrannous. This is absolute. This is why the IRS cannot be reformed and why it needs to be replaced with a far more dramatically circumscribed agency that does not have these kinds of powers, Patricia. And I know it's tough because one of the things you learn when you land in America and you come for the first year, first time you file your tax return, is that Americans have a different attitude to the IRS than the way the Canadians or the Australians or the British do to Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs in London or Canberra or Ottawa or whatever, in that Americans are actually scared of their tax revenue agency in a way that is unbecoming to a free people. And it's tough because Patricia is just somebody, they're Mr. and Mrs. Smith in Bristol, Indiana, and they're up against a powerful government with unlimited powers. But this is not something that civilized societies do, preemptively auditing you for a tax return that has yet to be filed, and we are 5 weeks away from the official deadline for filing taxes. The U.S. tax code, which is a vile abomination. A vile abomination that no person can understand. So it destroys the principle that ignorance of the law is no excuse, because nobody, no matter how expert they are, can be up to speed on the U.S. tax laws. So it's all about the opt-outs. It's all about the exemptions. It's all about which little group. And that in itself undermines equality before the law. But people have come to accept it. But what absolutely destroys the integrity and rots the heart of a nation is if those laws are applied selectively according to the political beliefs of particular groups of citizens. And that is the issue here, John. That is the issue here. It's not something you guys can win. You guys can win. There's no argument about this. It's a 50-50 nation at best, and you guys have got all these other groups. You've got the media. You've got all the. If you formally need to use the tax collection agency of the government to chastise and punish your political enemies, to punish ordinary citizens who made the mistake of making some itsy-bitsy donation to your political opponent, you guys are doing it wrong. You're the geniuses. We've just pointed out you got 100% of the vote in 59 Philadelphia precincts, in 9 Cleveland precincts. If you guys need to do this, you should take a good long look inside yourself, because you ain't doing it right. Mark Stein for Rush. More to come. About 100 miles south of John in Libertyville, Illinois, is Champaign, Illinois. Their Tea Party group was approved by the IRS in February 2010. For the next 27 months, 2.25 years, not a single other Tea Party group was approved by the IRS till the election was over. They ruled that you could upskirt away, and the fact that with the IRS actually is upskirting you. We heard from Patricia in, I think it was Bristol, Indiana, who announced that she is being preemptively audited, even though it's not going to be tax filing day for another 5 weeks. We are midway through tax season. By the way, a revolting term, the idea that tax requires a whole season. It ought to be obnoxious to people. But we are 5 weeks away from tax filing day. And nevertheless, Patricia has received notice that she's being preemptively audited, pre-audited, for taxes she has not yet filed. They don't know. They don't know what she's claiming. They don't know what her deductions are. They don't know. They don't know what she's paying. They don't know what refund she's demanding. But they've decided to audit her anyway for no particular reason except, as she notes, that she made a contribution to Governor Romney a year or so back. So they're basically, the IRS reserves the right to upskirt every aspect of your life too. We live in whatever the Massachusetts Supreme Court says, we are now living in the Republic of Upskirting by the NSA, by the Department of Justice, by the IRS, by the TSA, by the full alphabet soup of the federal government. Mark Stein in for Rush. 1-8-